But we're back, and I'm T, and we also got AJ Twist here. And Invocus is live with episode 257. This is the Blaziken episode, the Blaze Pokemon. We also got our special guest.
Pokemon, huh?
Yeah, exactly. The Blaze, but they really thought about this one.
I can hear your mic.
I know. That's what I've been telling you this whole time. Like, okay. I'm pretty sure everyone else can hear me because Steven can hear me.
Okay, as long as he can hear you. Yeah, we also have Tai Chi as our special guest. Steve, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up? What's up?
You were able to hear me, right?
Now I can hear you.
I am.
Yeah.
No, all right.
You can't.
Okay.
I gotta talk close like this for you to hear me?
No, I don't know what's going on.
Anyway, but we are here, though.
We're here.
We're live.
Working.
We're live on twitch.tv/ thanks to AJ. So good shit. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28. Also, youtube.com/unfocuspodcast. Please like, comment, subscribe, and tell your friends about us.
That's right.
With that being said, let's talk about Unfocus Weeks. Steve, you want to kick us off, man? What you been up to?
Well, I've been playing Final Fantasy VII Remake. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah, we'll
I'm
need
the Final Fantasy guy.
We'll need a review for you after Unfocus Weeks, but you do like it
for
overall,
sure,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Wife and I just finished High Score Girl today.
Oh shit!
Like, literally, about an hour before you guys started.
Oh, nice. How do you like the new season? Or for Netflix watchers, it's the new season. If you're a Japan fan, it's been out for a few months. But how do you like the new season?
It's really, really, really good. It's, it kind of goes through, like, a bunch of stuff that I remember, like, about playing in the arcades. It's really nostalgic. And, like, they do this thing in the intro where, like, the main girl is crying, but she's crying the PlayStation symbols.
Wow, that's funny.
Well, of course I'm going to notice that. PlayStation fanboy right here.
Exactly why you're here today. Yeah, man. All right, so you watched High Score Girl. For any of those that haven't seen that is an anime about video gaming in arcades, mainly fighting gaming in arcades between kids. But
and it's literally, it's made by, or like distributed by Square Enix, is the people who do Final Fantasy anyway. So, like, Last week they gave us a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, it's got real muscle
behind it.
And they gave you a lot of characters, too, a lot of real references to video games, not just, like, offhanded, these characters kind of look like Street Fighter, this character's kind of look like Tekken. Like, no, they actually show you the game.
They actually use, like, Zangief and Guile regularly. Mm. It's kind of an awesome anime.
Yeah,
that,
how
you know.
They get Capcom's part of the whole thing too, right? Because like that's a lot of Capcom.
They okayed it. They okayed the references.
Yeah. Yeah, and they like Capcom and Square seem to have a good working relationship anyway. Hmm. It's SNK that gave them trouble, but like even in the end, like SNK okayed the use of their characters or portrayal of their like video games.
Nice. All right, so that's another good one.
And then Sega was in there too.
There's Sega references in there, yep.
Yeah.
Virtua Fighter is a big thing in that. So it's like the most random fighting game that not many people have heard of, Fighting Vipers. And there's a bunch of other things that I've never even seen before.
I saw in the background Sonic Fighters. I was like,
I've seen that in an episode before too, that Sonic Fighters is used.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's this Vipers game? I consider myself a fighting game connoisseur, but I've never heard of this one. What is it called?
Okay, so Fighting Vipers is this like arena style like fighting game, like, and they crossed over with a Virtual Fighter in a game called Fighters Mega Mix.
What?
So that's how I'm familiar with it. It's insane. It's a 3D fighter. It plays kind of like Virtual Fighter, but I remember the one character I used was a girl on roller skates.
Hmm. That's a dope ass idea for a fighting game character.
Yeah. And like
Bridget had roller skates.
They had arenas that would break like way before 3D fighters nowadays started doing it.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that. There's a few like random fighting games from back in the day that I feel like kind of touched on some of the things that are making fighting games big these days. Like I remember there was a 2D fighter game I played back in the day, like in the arcades, like when I was a kid. And I remember the characters' outfits would get ripped up as they were fighting. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh, I know what game that is.
You know
what
game? What is
Art
it?
Of Fighting.
It's yeah, Art of Fighting. Art of Fighting. I think that is what it was called.
Because there was this character, a girl with a bob cut that looked kind of like a dude. And if you killed her with a fireball, her shirt would rip off.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that shit.
It was for that one character only.
Wow. Like, in case you guys were confused,
it was a boy. Yeah, exactly. They wanted to let you know. But yeah, All right, yeah. It's funny how old games kind of had that back in the day. It just didn't take off.
Yeah.
All right.
What else you been up to?
Fighting games you've been playing?
Pretty much the Soul Calibur. I mean, until we get back into normal times, we can't play each other face-to-face. Soul Calibur is really mostly what we're going to be playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely not mad about that. I've been getting my fill in that shit. But all right, cool. Anything else?
I think that's pretty much it.
All right. Anything you watch? No movies? No ongoing TV shows? Sci-fi stuff now?
I'm trying to catch up on Westworld. I think I'm at the samurai episode in season 2.
Oh, okay. Shit. All right.
But I haven't started yet, just because kind of Final Fantasy VII is kind of consumed by life.
Hey, I understand, bro. Okay. All right. AJ, you got some stuff? What have you been up to?
He eats and breathes Final Fantasy.
He does eat and breathe Final Fantasy. That's his way.
His way of the ninja.
His way of the ninja, yeah. It's funny. Real quick, I'll go real quick, man. Focus week.
Sure.
Because it's funny. As I told you, I've been showing my girlfriend Naruto Shippuden. Like, as I'm watching it, I'm like, what's all these advanced ninjas' way of the ninja? Because, you know, in the first Naruto, you're fighting people. Every time you fight someone, they tell you, that's my way of the ninja. Yeah. When you get to Shippuden, they don't really tell you that shit anymore. But if you pay close attention...
Those are the old ways, that's why.
Yeah, it's like, we don't tell you. But, like, it's almost like the same theme as Shippuden, how it's more ninja-y, how you have to think more. Like, you can't, you know. So it's kind of funny. If you look carefully, they do have their ways of the ninja. Like, Sasori... I saw him talk fiance, thank you. And I saw Sasori, and he was like, I don't like to make people wait, and I hate people making me wait. He just said so many times, eventually I was like, I filled in the blanks myself. That's my way of the ninja. Yeah.
They stopped talking about it because their way of the ninja was just to become Jonin.
Yeah, right. I have a job to do and I do it now.
Goals are achieved.
But Sasori, his way of the ninja is he don't like to make you wait and he doesn't want to wait. I'm like, I'm watching, like, you know, Deidara's like, art is a bang. That's my way of the ninja. Like, okay.
True.
Sasuke, I betray the fuck out of everybody. That's my way of the ninja. You know, it's different for everyone. But I found it funny. If you watch Shippuden again, like, maybe mainly Chris, if you're around and you're listening to this, you should just try to think about that. What's everybody's way of the ninja is that you're watching them and learning them? Like, how come no one talks about that anymore, you know? But so I've been watching Shippuden. Been watching that one I told you guys about, Made in Abyss, where I said it feels like an RPG, but it's an anime. If you have Amazon Prime, it's all there without commercials, and that fucking show is great. Even though the characters are little kids, I feel like more like I'm playing Final Fantasy IX, where the sprites are kids, but you know from the way they're talking and from the violence that's happening, like, these aren't kids, I don't think. You know, so Made in Abyss has been really good. I highly recommend that anime. Otherwise, I started watching Blood Battlefield Blockade Season 2. It's that crazy-ass anime that's basically embodies the essence of New York, because it's the whole thing is an interdimensional portal has crossed into New York, and New York has blended with some demon world. And everyone talks really fucking fast, and the story happens really fast, and before you know it, the episode's over. And you're like, wait, what the fuck just happened? And you gotta kind of watch it. You gotta watch it again, like, to even understand some of the things that happened.
Are they just trying to cram everything into, like, the episode or something?
No, it doesn't even feel crammed. It just feels like they really want you to, like, pay attention to their pace and follow their pace, because, like... All of a sudden, one thing's happening, they're trying to get a bomb everywhere, and then, oh, the bomb is actually a living thing, and it grows into this spider thing, and now they're dealing with a spider thing, and you're like, wait, what the fuck? What? Like, but they tell you, you just gotta, like, really pay attention to it. Anyway, season
one. Running.
Yeah, they hit the ground running, that's a good way to put it, every episode. And sometimes they'll even start you off in the middle of a scenario, and then go back and tell you how they got there, so it's even more confusing.
Wow.
But it's a great show. First season's really amazing and very captivating. Season 2, I feel like there's no main story, so I'm not loving it like I liked season 1. So I'll give you guys updates when I'm done with it by the next episode. Otherwise, started watching Fate Extra, kind of whack. I love the Fate Stay Night series. That's the first one I've seen in a while. I'm like, yeah, I don't like this that much. I'll probably finish it just to finish it because I have not much else better to do. Otherwise, did I see any cool movies? Oh, I saw Godzilla King of Monsters. I thought that movie was actually pretty good. I mean,
okay,
there's
Godzilla. Okay,
you seen that one, AJ?
Yeah.
You know
the last one, right?
Yeah, it's the last one with 11.
Did you stay, like, to the end?
You. Wait, after the credits?
After credits.
I saw all the credits where they show King Kong and him, like, drawn, like, fighting each other. Is there actually something after the credits?
There is after credits.
God damn it. God damn it. There was so much in the credits that I didn't think there would be anything after the credits, you know?
Let me tell you what it is.
Wait, so there is actually something after the credits? I think we left in the theater because we were told there was nothing.
I thought there was nothing, too, but AJ says there is something. What is, AJ?
Wait, so what was the after credit stuff you guys saw?
There's a whole bunch of drawings and news articles telling you about all the shit.
Okay.
Other alien, other monsters and stuff. Like, they show, like, Kraken, like a Kraken and all that stuff. And some articles say, you know, skull monsters possibly discovered under Skull Island, you know, which we already know that that could be King Kong. And at it the is. Very last minute, they show a drawing of fucking a lizard looking up at a fucking giant gorilla diving at him. Like, it's a drawing, though. It's so, like, they're kind of hinting to us that King Kong and Godzilla which are going to fight.
It's going to be a thing, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
you know, yeah, you know, the studio is making the studio that is making Godzilla is also the studio that's making
I do know
Kong.
I do know. I'm excited.
So it's legendary.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new Kongs, but I heard they're decent.
The new Kong Skull Island, have you seen that?
No.
So the director for that movie is the guy who is working on the Metal Gear Solid movie, and he is a huge fan. There's a bunch of references in Kong Skull Island to video games. Like, there's a first person view, there's something about Legend of Zelda in there too.
Huh.
A couple of anime references. You should probably check it out.
See, this is why we have you on here, Steve. Thank you. That's pretty cool. But AJ, you want to tell us real quick, like a brief
but
informing?
Yeah, we are getting Kong versus Godzilla. That is a movie planned, and that is going to be the same Kong from Skull Island and the current Godzilla from the movie you just watched and all that. But at the very, very end of King of Monsters, freaking, what's the three-headed bitch name?
King Ghidorah. King Ghidorah.
Ghidorah? So, the freaking scientist dude that was trying to hunt him down the whole time throughout the movie?
Tywin?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, Tywin Lannister.
It's Tywin Lannister, right? Okay, yeah.
Was it? No, 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 not him.
Oh, the dude from Silicon Valley?
No, no, no. The Asian dude. Was it the Asian dude?
He's dead.
Oh, who was it?
He dies at the end. He dies before the ending.
No, I'm
I can look it up right now.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll just look it up later, but... But shit happens, I guess, is what you're trying to say.
So, one of those people... I forgot who it was. Maybe it was Tywin, actually. Anyway, someone finds parts of Ghidorah's body and shit like that and takes it out of the water, and they have it in this big stadium thing.
Oh, hell no.
And they're like, yeah, we need to do something with this, and they start adding metal pieces to it.
No, Metal Ghidorah?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, you know what's funny? When the government, there was a point in the movie where the government said, we have a new weapon we've been working on just for this scenario. I was like, holy shit, is it Mecha Godzilla? That's what I thought the whole time. Do you know what part I'm talking about? Like, Godzilla was fighting Ghidorah, and like shit was going down, like shit was getting fucked up, and like we have a weapon we've been waiting, we've been saving just for this moment. I swore it was gonna be Mecha Godzilla.
Wasn't that oxygen bomb they're talking?
It was
about?
It was a bomb. It was a bomb in the end.
I'm watching it right now.
Okay, I'm gonna go back and watch. I'll watch it. I'll watch it in the music.
I actually do remember.
Yeah,
I do remember watching this.
I'll check it out in the music break. But I really like King of Monsters, and I thought that they were hinting towards Mechagodzilla there, and it turned out to be a bomb. I was like, oh, whack. Oh, yeah. I was like, damn, new weapon, you know? But
there's a mech coming, supposedly.
I'm hoping for it. It was cool.
I'm wondering if Kong versus Godzilla is going to be them becoming friends and fighting the Mecha Ghidorah.
I mean, you can't take the King title away from Kong.
True.
Yeah. He's not going to like that. Otherwise,
You know what other studios do? What other movie, what's it called, is doing? Legendary Studios or Legendary Films?
Mothra?
They're also doing Pacific Rim.
I don't care. I don't care for Pacific Rim anymore.
What are you saying?
But imagine if they crossed that over.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't know.
Wow.
I like the first Pacific Rim. The second one really made me disappointed.
I don't think I've seen the second one.
I didn't even see the second one.
You
so
see?
I can't.
You guys are championing it. The second one's so bad, bro.
I haven't seen it, though, so I can't say anything.
All right, you guys, check it out. It's not that it doesn't have cool ideas. It has really cool ideas, but it's just an actually bad movie. Like, they didn't execute it as good as the first one was, like, a movie that was, like, even though it was kind of bad, it was a good movie. This one's more like, it's kind of good, but it's more of a bad movie this time. Like, you kind of feel the other way around. Like, they do more interesting stuff, but you're still like, this is written way worse. Like, I don't even believe this.
Yeah, they changed all the characters, I think.
Yeah, that too.
That's one reason why I didn't want to go after it right away. It's like, these are all new people.
Yeah, they're not even the same motherfuckers. But anyway, okay, last thing I'll mention, because I did apparently a lot of things this Unfocus Week, but the last thing I'll mention, I also played some Super Smash Brothers online. First few matches I played were really good. I had learned a lot. I got to play another Lucas that was good. You know, then I played like a King K. Rool that was real good. Then I played a Ganon that was real good. All of a sudden after that, my internet got so shitty. It wasn't even worth fighting anybody. I turned the thing off, waited for 10 minutes, turned it back on. Maybe I'll get a fresh connection. No, really bad connections after those first three fights. And I was like, oh, man, because I was really excited and really into it. Like, I never had such a good, fun time playing Smash Brothers Online. But, yeah, I got a little
good
disappointed.
Good for a while, though. That's good.
Yeah, it was good. Like, I got three whole rounds with three different people. Like, it didn't really feel interrupted, you know?
Yeah.
And then just got...
I know a lot of people complain about Nintendo's internet capabilities.
It's bad, man. I was getting pissed. Like, we were in the last stock, and I just fucking turned it off. I was like, I just don't even want to play anymore. It's moving so slow. Like, 30 seconds took a good minute to go by, you know? Like, I was like, nah, dude, I'm good but with this. But anyway, other than that, great unfocused week. Had a lot of fun. Oh, and I finished reading that Batman Black Mirror story.
Nice.
About Robin becoming Batman. It was great. Yeah, AJ?
So I also finished High School Girl.
Oh, nice. What'd
Ooh,
you think?
Nice.
Awesome. It was great. Okay. Yeah, good time for sure.
Remind you of your young days?
You know, it's funny. Every time I watch High School Girl, I think it's an older anime just because of, like, it goes back, like, you know, like into the 90s and all that.
I'm like, 'cause of the references?
Yeah, all the references and all that. But no, it was pretty good. Like, I feel like I just learned, like, just more history of, like, you know, the origin of the fighting game scene and all that, and arcades. Because, like, we didn't get to, like, grow up with arcades as much.
No, I mean, they were around, they but were yeah, around. It wasn't our thing.
Like, I didn't go to them enough, and when I started going to them, they were dying. So it was kind of cool to kind of see, like, what the vibe was like back then and all that. But yeah, High School Girl, good. It was funny because my sister, she watches anime too, and she's the one that got me into Fruits Basket, and I told her the new Fruits Basket's on Hulu.
By the way,
and she's like flipped out.
Sorry, real quick, I saw the first episode of the new Fruits Basket.
Oh yeah,
I was surprised to see it was identical to the last first episode of Fruits Basket. I also noticed they got most of the voices.
Yeah, they did.
That's fucking dope.
A lot of the episodes are like, at least that first couple are pretty spot on, but there's like little things here and there that are different.
They're altering it and adding.
Like, the Yuki fangirl club, they don't do their whole cheer and song in anymore. Like,
oh, they did cut that out. Yeah, I was actually waiting for it.
Yeah, me too. Like, this didn't feel the same, but I'm like, yeah, you know, it's fine. But yeah, I told my sister about that, and I also told her, oh, you should check out High Score Girl. She's like, what's that about? I'm like, just check it out. And then, like, the next day she got back to me. She's like, oh, I see why you wanted me to watch this, because it's about fighting games.
She knows you too well.
I'm like, well, that's kind of it, but like, it's a good story in there too.
Despite it just being about fighting games, even though this is the perfect thing made for unfocused fighting game anime,
right? Yeah.
But no, it's just a good story overall. It's just good. I'm glad Chris encouraged us to watch more of it. Like,
yeah.
So. Yeah, it's definitely like an adorable little story.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, go on, AJ. What else?
I play some Splatoon. Nothing to talk about there, but I've been playing Splatoon here and there. I got back into this puzzle game that I downloaded like years ago, and I'll play it randomly like every couple of months or so, but I've been playing a lot of it at night. It's called Two Dots. It's a puzzle game on mobile, and it's pretty much like a Connect Four type of game, but except they give you other challenges in it. So I've just been playing more on that, just ranking up and all that, so that's been fun. Just been playing that. Two Dots, if you want a new puzzle game to play on mobile, people out there like puzzle games, go look out for that. I had this hookup, and I saw this movie that they have on their server called Birds of Prey. Ever heard of it?
No.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Not once. Now, that the time of the Harley Quinn and her fantabulous emancipation or
yes,
whatever the
that
fuck.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Never heard of it, yeah.
What did you think? You saw it?
It was fun. Yeah, it was a good time.
It was good, right?
Like, yeah, it's good. I have no complaints about it. It was funny. I like how like they explain the story. Like, okay, let's go back real quick. Like, I like that bouncing back and forth. It kind of made it feel like not so just straightforward.
Yeah, yeah. Before we say too much, Steve, did you see Birds of Prey?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we saw it. I think we saw it the opening weekend.
Okay, go on.
I thought I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot too.
Yeah, it was good. I expected more characters, I suppose.
What?
But there was only four?
There's four.
Or five?
Yeah, I don't think we needed more than four. Do no. you? Like, I feel like
I thought it was a bigger group for some reason.
I mean, there's different characters in the group at different times, but mainly it's those three are the main ones.
Oh, okay, then I'm happy then. That was good then.
Because we got more than they normally are. Usually they're three.
You know what? I think it was because the trailer made it seem like there were more people.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Hmm. Okay.
But anyways, and then I like how they ended it at the end, where it's like, oh yeah, where Harley's like, yeah, and then I ditched him, and they called themselves the Birds of Prey. Like, okay, that's a good way to separate her.
I did like that too. The only thing I didn't like is they waited for the last minute to get Huntress that dumbass fucking mask. I was like, you shouldn't have even done it. That stupid-ass purple mask. I'm like, just don't even do it. But, hey, by the way, Huntress is my favorite character.
Yeah, I liked her just because she was funny.
They went back into her.
Because she's Ramona Flowers?
Ramona Flowers, yeah.
Oh, well, that's who she is. I was like, it was bugging me the whole time. Like, who is she?
Hey, I only knew because before, like, a few months before we saw it, Steve told me that she was Ramona Flowers. I was like, oh, yeah, she is.
And now I'll give it a chance.
Yeah, I was like, that made me like her even more, like... And, like, and it's funny, that was my favorite character. Even aside from her, I like how she still captured the awkwardness that Ramona has, but, and yeah. Huntress is not like that in the comics, but it didn't feel, it didn't feel weird,
though.
The reason
they did that?
Well, I'm cool with
it. It seems like the reason they did that is because she, like, spends all of her time just worried about revenge, so she doesn't develop any social skills.
Yeah, no, I like that. Like, she doesn't do anything but practice and train and, like, get ready to kill people and shit, so she doesn't even know how to talk to people. It was great, dude. It was really good.
And the thing I loved about that movie is they very obviously filmed it in LA, so I was able to pick out so many landmarks.
I swear I recognize a lot of things watching that too.
Yeah, I also like that it kind of constructed like a, you know, you've seen the Michael Keaton Batman, right? The first one with Jack Nicholson as Joker. I felt like the Gotham in this movie felt like that Gotham, slightly cartoony, kind of colorful, but still dark.
Yeah, I can see that. I think the only reason it threw me off is because it's the only time you ever see Gotham, like, in the daytime.
Oh, true.
Really? Oh, like, wow. Like, I hadn't thought about it that
in
way.
In most portrayals, it's usually nighttime all the time or raining or something.
Yeah,
like,
this time
dark.
They start some daytime Gotham shit. Wow, that's pretty true. I hadn't thought about
mostly,
that.
Mostly. Not mostly, but...
Yeah, no, I think mostly, yeah. But yeah, specifically that motorcycle chase scene, it really felt like Michael Keaton, you know, that whole time of Batman a little bit. How it was kind of dynamic, there's a lot of explosions. I don't know, I just liked it a lot. It didn't feel like Batman Forever, let me put it that way. So I like that, you know.
But yeah, so
I think on a limited budget they did a lot of stuff practically too.
Yeah. Very cool. But
it was a good time watching that. Tetris 99. So I won that theme like last week. I never got to fuck with it. And then I was playing some Tetris 99, and I was like, oh my god, this theme is fucking awesome. So these themes, not only do you get like this cool background skin, but they also change up the font around the area. So all the little fonts around were all Splatoon themed fonts.
What?
The music was Splatoon music. And oh, shit. And then when you like hit like a combo or send garbage or something, you get Splatoon sounds too. I was like, oh my god, this shit's fucking awesome. And then once I reach like the, I think it's like 50 people mark, I made it to like the top 50, the music freaking changed. I was like, oh my god, this is so dope. And it like changed the whole like feel of the game. Like, oh shit, I'm top 50 now. Now I got new music to go with this now. And I keep wanting to get top 10 to see how that was going to change. Are the blocks unique? The blocks look the same to me. Kay's saying the you got unique blocks. I don't think I got any unique blocks. I think they look the same. Although I need to go look at that again because I don't remember now. Anyways, I was just having fucking so much fun with that I wanted to fucking get top 10 just to hear the difference of the music, but I only got up to like, what, 15, 13, somewhere around there.
And to be fair, like, when you're in the zone, you kind of don't notice the shapes.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
Oh, that is true. You just kind of play the game after a while. That's a good point.
But yeah, so I want to play more so I can see if there's any difference in the music. Because I know when you get to like the top 10 or top 5 or something, the music gets faster in the original theme. So I want to see what they do in Splatoon with the Splatoon theme. And then also play some Tekken. I was just practicing some Tekken.
Oh, shit, I played some Tekken with you today, this week.
Oh, yeah,
too.
That's right. We played too. That's right, yeah. Dude, okay, Steven, we're trying to fucking learn the fucking Korean rave dashing.
Oh, God. We kind of got it, but, like, we fought some people online that were fucking moving around with that, dude. It was driving me nuts.
We're like, what the fuck? And we tried it. Like, what are we doing wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, does it hurt your hand?
Yes.
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 Does that mean you're doing it right if it hurts your hand?
You gotta work through the pain, I think. I can't even do it, like, consistently. I can get probably 4 in a row before I drop it.
I was able to get, like, 2 or 3, so I need to do some practice. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we got, like, 2 or 3,
getting the muscle memory.
Like, yeah. And even we were seeing the commands because we watched someone doing it online, and you know how they show you a little movement breakdown.
Yeah, with that new replay system now that you can go into watch the replay of your matches, and you can see the other side of it, and you can see their button inputs. And so we're looking at his button inputs, like, what the fuck was he doing?
And dude, he was doing like back, back, down, back, and we were like, we were doing it, and our characters were barely fucking moving. We were like, what the fuck?
The back dash?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like back, back, down, back. And we were like, it's got to be more than that because our characters aren't doing it. And after a while, we started to get the timing. Like, oh, they're fucking moving. Now, okay, you just got to take your time at certain points. But I feel like even as fast as we got, we didn't get as fast as...
Like, it wasn't as smooth.
It wasn't as smooth as they were moving. They were, like, traveling across the screen. And I was like, yo... Why the fuck is Kazumi in my face right now? You know what I mean?
Like, I tried that too. Like, I tried to do the backdash, and like it, like you can move really fast, and it feels fast. But like compared to like Korean people, they just get it like perfect. I can't even do it.
Yeah, like when he was doing it, I swear he didn't look like he was crouching at any point. It looked like he was just walking backwards.
Just walking backwards away from us, fast as fuck. And we were like, whoa,
I'm like, that is fast. Like, what the fuck is happening? But yeah, so we were fucking around with that. But I just went on my own, like, just in training mode, just trying to learn just, like, the little things with, like, Julia and all that. And try to... I didn't get far because I was playing on my laptop because the area where my main computer is going under some shit right now. So I was playing on my laptop, and my laptop cannot handle Tekken for some reason. It just looks bad.
Shit.
And it's, like, going, like, at, like, 20 frames per second. It just looks really bad. But I was able to, like, get a little bit of practice for a little bit.
So you know what's actually good practice for that?
What?
Pick up Mishima and try to do what's it called?
The God
three
fist.
Uppercuts. Yeah, three of them. It's a good start.
Is that a start for that?
The motion is very, very similar.
Oh, I see.
The back dash actually hits you, makes you go like hit forward or hit the back twice, while the God fist doesn't make you do the back twice.
All right, so quick point of reference for anyone who doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about. When you play a fighting game, there's a certain way to make your character move in this way that they move as fast as if they were running, but they can go back into a neutral stance. That sounds complicated, but that basically means your character can move super fast and do any of their regular techniques at lightning speed, like run up on somebody and do like a three-hit combo, for example.
Yeah, like in Tekken 2, like I never really like noticed this, but like trying to figure it out the other night, I'm like, wow, I never realized this, but like when you dash backwards, you pretty much just jump back and then you're frozen for a second. You can't jump back to like another like second passes, and then you can jump back again. Yeah, so it looks retarded just going backwards.
It looked dumb just like backing up a little bit every now and then.
If you can land as Korean backdash, you don't see that at all. You're just flowing backwards. It's like, what is happening? So,
yeah, very intense.
Yeah, it looks like he's tweaking.
Yeah. And then the last thing I did too, I downloaded, or I didn't download because you don't download it, but I got Stadia. I signed up for Stadia because it's free. Only because Stadia has, what did you call it?
Sam Show,
yeah, Samurai Showdown on there. And Stadia, I tried to look up a list because they're giving away 9 free games if you sign up for Stadia. So I was wondering if Sam Show was part of that 9 games. And I looked up a list real quick, and I found a list, and it did say Sam Show was part of that free. So I'm like, hell yeah, let's do this. So I signed up for it and everything, and I looked at the list, and Sam Show was not part of it on the actual list.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
I was like, what the heck? And I was like I couldn't even find Sam Show like at an immediate list. I had to like search for it, like I put it into the search, like Samurai Showdown. And then it came up, and it was like $60. I'm like, what? I still got to buy this? I'm like, damn it.
So oh, like, just wait for the Epic Games Store.
Yeah, I guess. But found that out. I haven't tried Stadia at all yet, because I don't know what to play on there based off what I have for free. But I'm pretty much, I guess I'll be giving that a try pretty soon.
Do you have a controller that works for it?
It says it takes any HID compliant, like, controller. So so I'm pretty sure my arcade sticks are that. And I have, like, a Logitech USB controller, so I'm pretty sure that's HID compliant as well. So I think I should be okay. But if you want the actual, like, the speediness of Stadia, you should get the Stadia controller, because that has, like, this weird thing where technology in it where it connects, the controller itself connects directly to Wi-Fi. So it doesn't go through your system and then through the internet. It goes straight to the internet from the controller. So that would be the more...
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's how they cut down on latency and all that. But I don't have that, so I'll have to do it the old-fashioned way, in a way. But yeah, so I'll give that a try, hopefully soon. But with that said, we'll go into news now. But don't forget, people, Twitter. We're on Twitter, AdamFocus28.
Also, Instagram, AdamFocusPodcast. Follow us.
Also, don't forget, you can also subscribe to the podcast, listen to the audio versions. Apple Podcasts is one way to do it. Or just go to collision28.com and find other ways to do that.
We have plenty. And email us, unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. If you want us to talk about certain things, or you want to correct us, or you know, give, you know, whatever you want to talk about or have us talk about. One last thing, we put AJ especially put a lot of work into the playlist.
I was about to say this right now.
There's a lot of good ass fucking music in that playlist. You know, we both put work into it, but AJ put a gang of work into it, and I'd like to say we have a great music selection on this show.
The last couple nights I've been working on it.
Oh yeah.
I actually went into episode 80 through 100. And I got all the tracks from there. Around episode 80 is where we started to do Music of the Week as we do it today. Before that, we used to just play the music and kind of talk about it while the music was playing in the background.
I do remember doing that.
And then sometimes we'd do multiple songs.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I remember that too.
We would do multiple songs sometimes too. Like, oh, check out this album, and we'll like go to the album.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, it was a lot more loose before.
What about?
Yeah, I remember. I remember one time I was on the show and we talked about how we found music on like Sirius XM because we had both gotten new cars and they gave us.
Oh, I remember like, that.
I remember that episode because I was like, going through episodes and I heard about that. I like heard that part of it. I wish I still do that. But yeah, so a lot of the playlists is all put together.
Spotify.
On Spotify. So if you have a Spotify account, look up the Unfocus, M-O-T-W, standing for Music of the Week. Look up for that playlist.
It's so diverse, you don't even have to click shuffle.
Or if you're in Twitch, just type in the command in chat, the exclamation point, Spotify, and that will give you directly, the bot in there should give you a direct link. To the Spotify playlist. Right now, currently, there's 245 songs. That is 15 hours and 54 minutes of music.
You can hear music handpicked by me and AJ for half a day.
And various people like Tai Chi, Steven over here, and also DJ back in the day, and Wags.
And Wags. You got some little cameos from everybody.
Yeah. But yeah, check that out if you guys can. That'd be dope. And 15 hours of music. That's a whole day worth of music.
A lot of energy was put into this playlist, you motherfuckers. All right, that
it's
being
not even done.
It's not even done. Jesus. All right, that being said, we're going to jump into the main part of the show, the news.
Okay.
This is the news.
The news.
Yeah. The news.
What? Let's get it.
There's something else I did.
Oh, you made a circuit board? What was that for?
I made a circuit board. Actually, I've been making circuit boards, but I finally did a legit thing with buttons on it. This is a layout for an arcade controller.
Damn. Oh, shit. Okay. And this is my sonic screwdriver. I use it to solve cases across time and space.
That's true. I saw him. Actually, I didn't see him because, you know, he was gone and back again, see? Like in a second.
Ask
and
AJ.
He told me about this thing that happened back in the 1600s. I was like, what?
Man, believe it. All right. That being said, we'll talk about news. I'll kick us off. Sound good?
For sure.
Universal Pictures has greenlit a new movie, kind of pertaining to people that like superhero stuff, so we're going to talk about it. They have greenlit a new movie that will now begin production, probably just like writing and selecting and who's going to be who. The Green Hornet and Kato.
They already did a Green Hornet movie.
This is called The Green Hornet and Kato.
Oh, okay. Is Seth Rogen coming back?
No. This is a brand new movie. This is made from Amazia Productions. They're guys. This is owned by two guys that worked for Marvel Studios. Michael Helfant and Bradley Gayo. They were both very high-ranking people in the Marvel Studios early phases. And they'll be working together in this studio to bring Green Hornet to life. And they said they won't just be focusing on Green Hornet and just be subverting Kato to a sidekick. They're actually going to make sure it's a Green Hornet and Kato movie. So a little bit of both of them. They really want to catch the feel of the 1930s, but they will make it modern enough that, you know you're in the 2000s, 2010s or whatever. Also, they said they really want to blend the whole American and Asian feels of movie making. So I'm guessing that means this will be both a detective movie and a kung fu movie. I feel like that's the only way to really do that and justify Green Hornet and Kato, because Green Hornet's the detective, Kato's the martial artist master. The TV show always tried to do both. Like, they try to make Green Lantern be able to almost be as good of a fighter as Kato, and you're like, no, Kato kind of trained for decades to do what he does, so it doesn't really make sense that Green Lantern could just come in and start Green Hornet just come in and start whooping people's asses like that. So this one, they said, will be more focused on both feels. I don't know exactly what that means, but that's my guess. He'll be the detective, and Kato will be the martial arts master. But yeah, we'll see. There's no casting, nothing like that. They just said they really want to get the blend of both cultures, and they want to reference the old 1930s stuff. That will be under Universal Pictures. Again, I just want to make that clear. And it will have nothing to do with the Seth Rogen movie coming out prior.
Damn.
AJ?
All right. So John Krasinski has been doing this YouTube channel lately. He started a couple weeks ago.
John agrees with you at least, so
for sure, right?
Continue.
His channel is called Some Good News, SGN. So it's pretty much like he's like a news anchor talking about some news, but talking about good shit, good happy shit, you know, to give you some good feels and all that. And just to throw it out there, just because I want to throw it out there, his third episode he had recently, last week, he was showing off, like, oh, people have been drawing art for me and stuff. He's like, I feel kind of weird about it because people make me look like this, like I'm some type of comic superhero. And then he kind of just, like gives you that look when he says comic superhero.
He just looks at the camera.
Kind of gives you, like, a little smirk. He's like, huh. And gives, like, a quick little pause, and then he goes back to whatever he's doing. I'm like, huh, what are you trying to tell us there, Mr. John Krasinski?
Can I connect that to some other news? It wasn't even initially part of my news, but we might as well talk about it.
Yeah, go for it.
It was confirmed that John Krasinski had an online meeting with Marvel this week.
Really?
An online meeting. We do not know what it's about. He is also a director, so it's very possible this is also about a directing possibility. However, I'm sure you've all heard wildly that everyone wants this motherfucker to be Mr. Fantastic of the Fantastic Four.
Right.
So that's the popular fan theory, is that he was meeting with Marvel to see if he's a good fit for Mr. Fantastic. I don't know that. We don't know that. Nobody really knows that. But he had a...
Well, Marvel does tend to go for some fan favorites. So I don't think it's entirely out of the question.
You know what? I agree with that to a small level, but on a higher level, I disagree. I feel like they always go against who that we all think they're gonna pick. But I feel like the two Spider-Man people that were told were in the front running, neither of them got picked. They ended up going with Tom Holland. One of the guys was that kid from Teen Wolf, that plays Styles. What the fuck is his name? I don't remember. And the other one was another British actor. And then Tom Holland got it.
Asa Butterfield, right?
Yes. Thank you. I would have never remembered that name. Thank you. But
when I heard the news, I went out to go watch one of his movies to see how he was.
Yeah.
Let's just say I'm glad Tom Holland got it. But that kid is actually on a Netflix show that's pretty good. Sex Education.
And you know, actually, I watched Teen Wolf too because I heard that Styles kid was gonna be Peter Parker, and I was like, oh yeah, I can see it. I can feel it. A teenage kid, regular high school feels, kind of a troublemaker, but not too much. But in the end, after all those big names they were going for, they ended with Tom Holland.
And in the beginning too, we also wanted Triple H to be Thor, and we didn't get that.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. You know, Tom Cruise being fucking Tony Stark. I think there was a few other ones, too. There was someone else who was on the board to be Doctor Strange. So I feel like there's a lot of them.
Phoenix is supposed to be Doctor Strange.
Yes, Joaquin Phoenix is Doctor Strange. Huh? Now, I do feel like you're right about some of them, but I feel like there's a lot of them where they kind of pulled against us and did the opposite. I feel like that's more of their MO.
I think, if I remember correctly, Brie Larson was a fan cast.
Really?
Yeah.
The fan because cast I kept seeing. Go ahead.
She just came off like winning an Oscar, and everyone was like, oh, we want her to be Captain Marvel.
But you know, before that, wasn't the fan cast that chick from Battlestar Galactica? I feel like that's that one and Ronda Rousey were the two I kept seeing thrown everywhere.
You mean Starbuck?
Yes.
What's her name?
The actress that plays Starbuck. Everyone kept saying she should be Captain Marvel, and then Ronda Rousey, and I was like, no, 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 no. And then Brie Larson got it.
I think it picked up after she won her Oscar, but like for the longest time it was Katie Sackhoff.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That's what all right. Yeah. Good looking out, Cuckoos. Yeah. Katie Sackhoff. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. After she won her award, she did get pushed. But, you know, I feel like here's the thing. I feel like when there's too much and too long of a hype for them, let me put it this way. too much and too long of a hype, that's when Marvel dips and says no. You know what I mean? Like, people have been wanting Krasinski for a good 2 years or something like that.
I wonder if they have, like, some type of guidelines they're looking for, though. Like, maybe some of those work because all those things they want actually fit into the person we're asking for. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if they've done that and maybe they've seen, oh, actually he fits all these criteria we want for this character. So maybe...
I think one of the big things is chemistry. And yeah. Like,
for sure.
Because Brie Larson was in, like... Scott Pilgrim with Captain America.
But I heard that if we're talking chemistry, I heard that a lot of the actors and don't like Brie Larson.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
So I don't know if chemistry is the thing.
I've heard that. I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Well, I can't say anything. I've only heard what Chris Hemsworth and what's Hawkeye's name?
Jeremy Renner.
I've only heard Chris Hemsworth and Jeremy Renner confirm that they didn't quite get along with her on set. So I haven't heard anyone else confirm it. There's a lot of rumors about other people, but nothing else is confirmed. So that's less than what we've heard.
They find her difficult, says Cuckoos.
Yeah, they find her difficult. Yeah, but that's just those two. I mean, that's not everybody. So like you said, it could mostly be rumors. But I don't know, man. I feel like in the last minute, whenever they hype up something too big, Marvel wants to surprise us. Like, and they don't want to let us get what we think we're going to get. They want to give us somebody that they picked.
Yeah.
But because Emily Blunt and Krasinski are so huge fan casts, I feel like they're not going to do it. Like,
well, that's true. Yeah, you know,
especially after A Quiet Place, they were already husband and wife in that. I don't think that Marvel would just transmute them over to make them Reed Richards and Sue Storm. That's just me. That's all this opinion. I don't know. I don't know. But I would really like John Hamm to be Mr. Fantastic, to be honest. I feel like he's more of a dick. I don't feel like Krasinski's a dick. Mr. Fantastic is kind of an asshole. So, like, I don't know. I kind of want more of an asshole vibe from him. He should be a bigger, pompous fool than Tony Stark. Like, I'm so much smarter than you guys. I don't even consider you guys. Like, well, we know shit too, Reed. You know? I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
I will see, though. But I know he might be dropping hints. He is doing something tomorrow on Friday. He has, like, this announcement thing that he's doing for a live stream on YouTube tomorrow. Don't know what that's about, but it's going to be on that Some Good News channel.
Oh, okay.
There may not be a connection. It may just be something regarding that. He may not go into Marvel shit at all. But if anyone's interested, want to keep tabs on him, maybe go check that out.
Check it out.
There might be some hints or answers over there. Who knows? I'm not saying there is.
Hey, opinion. If it's not Norman Reedus, I would rather have Krasinski as Ghost Rider.
Cool.
He's pretty sick. Badass in that Jack Ryan show. Like, I'm like,
yeah,
okay. I kind of feel like Ghost Rider could be a good fit for you. Tortured soul. You're a good guy, but you're fucking up. You know? I don't know. All right. You want to go for AJ or should I go for news?
I mean, I have plenty.
All right. Go for it.
So, another news, the ESRB, they have a new rating thing going on now. They're going to start implementing pretty soon. And I know that the three big companies have agreed to doing this already too, like Nintendo and Sony and Microsoft. But now, when you're buying a game that has in-game purchases, the ESRB will put a tag on there to let you know, hey, there's some in-game purchases on here. So the ESRB little logo thing is going to be a little bit bigger now because there's going to be this bigger box on the bottom saying in-game purchases.
Oh, man.
Includes random items. I'm not sure what that means. But I guess start looking out for that pretty soon on your...
Loot boxes.
Yeah, loot boxes. Oh, right, by, is that what it means by includes random items?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Now you'll know. Now parents will know. Now they can't complain like, oh, shit, I don't know why my son got my credit card bill to $1 million.
Boom!
There you go. Now you know how.
Include random items. I like that.
So look out for that pretty soon.
All right.
You're all interested in that.
In other news, people have been dying to know what... J.J. Abrams' deal is with Warner Brothers. If anyone remembers...
what is his deal?
If anyone remembers earlier last year, or late last year, there's a lot of information about Bad Robot having a connection with Warner Brothers for future projects. A lot of people were wondering if he was going to be helming the future of DC's Justice Leagues and stuff like that. Turns out that's not the case. Turns out what this is for now... It is a combination between J.J. Abrams Studio and Warner Brothers, and they are going to be producing Justice League Dark for HBO Max, and it will be a TV show and not a movie. Everyone's been...
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That is kind of cool. I'm a little worried. I'll talk about it more in a minute. But I like the idea that they're going for a TV show instead of a movie. I was like, the movie just sounded like too big of an undertaking. Even when Guillermo del Toro was going to do it, it's just like, that's a lot, man. Like, to cram all that Justice League Dark shit into one movie, it's tough, you know?
You know if it's going to be animated or live action?
We don't know. I'm assuming it's live action, but we don't know. Mm. But because it's an HBO Max show... And HBO Max has recently taken Titans and Doom Patrol, and they've recently greenlit Green Lantern. Because those three things are happening, I'm assuming this will also be live action, because they've loosely connected their universes. They haven't specifically gone out and said they're together, but they have some very clear connections to their universes, live action. And I feel like they would want to expand that on HBO. That way they don't have to directly compete with Marvel, but it's like a different way to compete with Marvel. Do you know what I'm saying?
So what? Yeah, well, but what's happened to the DC streaming service if they're gonna put it on a
still
competing network?
Still active now, but I'm assuming they're gonna dissolve that shit soon. That's just my guess.
Because it's very limited content.
I love it, but honestly, there should be a little bit more. Because if I didn't have all these other streaming services, I don't know if I would love the DC streaming service. Because I love it because I balance it out. I can watch Hulu, I can watch Amazon, I can watch Netflix, and then I can switch over to DC to watch, Harley Quinn or Doom Patrol, you know, which are great shows. But if I only had DC streaming service, I don't think I would love it.
Yeah, it's just, like, I feel like it's such a narrow, narrow focus that, like, they can't really fill it with stuff.
And I think what you're saying is true, and I think they noticed that. I feel like all these things are slowly going to be moved to HBO Max once it comes out, which is why I'm not renewing my DC streaming service. Just because, not that I won't ever do it, but if HBO Max comes out and carries all of my shows from DC streaming service, fuck, why am I going to fucking have DC streaming service, you know?
So you're part of the problem.
Probably. Yeah, probably. I'm about to become part of the problem at the end of the month. So I'm going to guess that it is going to be live action. We don't really know. It is going to be J.J. Abrams and his wife developing it. We don't know if he's going to be writing it, but we know he's going to be directing and producing. So we'll see. Hopefully Constantine's involved. I feel like this is going to ruffle some feathers because we still have that Constantine from the WB show that people really love. And he's probably not going to be a part of this. So I don't know how people are going to take this. But I guess we'll have to see. But yeah, so Bad Robot's deal with Warner Brothers is for Justice League Dark, the TV show on HBO Max. It's not going to be a movie. It's not going to be a whole reign of Justice League movies. It's going to be Justice League Dark as a series.
You know, the DC streaming server does need to like combine with somebody, because what Disney did was... they bought up Fox so they can have multiple types of content, and I think that's why they're like on more on a successful side.
No, you're right. That's part. I think that's also why they got National Geographic and Star Wars, because they're like they didn't want to feel one dimensional.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what DC feels like right now. It's very niche.
Yeah, very niche. It is cool. I'll tell you one thing that I was surprised. It's actually really good. I just found out a couple weeks ago. Their fucking comic book service to read comic books on the DC streaming service is fucking amazing. I never clicked it. I've had it for a year. I never clicked it because I was like, it can't be that good. A comic on the fucking TV, like, what the fuck, right? But it's dope. When you click the comic, they go panel by panel, and you swipe it. And it gives you full screen, so you can see all the art, and you can read all the writing carefully.
I think Marvel has some shit like that, too.
They probably do. I'm just not fucking with it. I should.
Marvel used to do it, like right at the beginning of the new millennium.
Uh-huh.
And it was really, really cool. I read, like, I think the first year of Ultimate Spider-Man, and, like, there were sound effects and everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's dope.
I remember DJ and I actually got a free trial or something, like some video we downloaded, and we were watching. I think I was on the PS3, and it was showing us all this. We're like, whoa, this looks cool. Like, we didn't, like, imagine it to be like this. But, yeah, that's actually voice acting in it, actual sound, and they'll go panel by panel. And then even, like, the words will, like, come up slowly so you wouldn't read ahead and all that.
Like a little motion comic.
Yeah.
Cuckoos makes a good point. Constantine was on NBC and CW, which CW
not
is...
Not CW.
Not CW. Oh, so they were not... Constantine wasn't on CW? Did they just buy them and put them on their streaming service?
No, what happened was they canceled Constantine, but because, like, it's a DC property, like, the CW picked up the character, but they didn't give him a show.
I see now. So that's why he got put out into Legends of Tomorrow, because he's technically a DC character, and the actor wanted to do it.
Yeah, and like he had a guest spot like in some crossover episode on Arrow, and then like actors really popular, and then they just like Legends of Tomorrow is kind of like a Doctor Who kind of show.
Yeah,
where they kind of go on random adventures.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they rotate out their cast regularly.
I know, that's the only one I followed was Legends of Tomorrow.
That's interesting. After a while I lost interest.
Yeah, sadly, Matt Ryan doing the voice of Constantine in the... Cuckoo's brought up that Matt Ryan, the guy who's the actor for Constantine, has been doing the voice for the animated Constantine, but that will be ending with this next Justice League Dark movie, which is called Apocalypse. I think I talked about it a couple episodes ago. That will be the finale to the New 52's animated stuff, so there will be no more of that Constantine voice, sadly. I'm glad we talked about this. All right, other things. AJ, your turn?
Yeah, sure. So the Nintendo Switch right now has been kind of hard to find.
Yeah.
Before the whole pandemic started happening, it was already like empty on shelves and all that. Like, I couldn't find anything anywhere. I wasn't looking for one at the time. I was just like, oh, what's around
You're
here?
Keeping an eye out for no me, Switches. I think, right?
No, actually, because Cars wants one.
Oh, okay.
And she wants the special edition Animal Crossing one, so she can play Animal Crossing on it. But just to see if there's any just a Switch normal, like a normal Switch out there, I was like looking, keeping an eye out. But I noticed that like, they're slowly like disappearing, and they just have been sold out everywhere for like the last month now. But this week, Nintendo has plans in Japan, or at least Nintendo Japan has plans to start shipping out Switches again this week. Production was stopped because of the whole virus and all that, but I guess starting this week, the normal Switch, the Switch Lite, and even the Animal Crossing Switch, they're all expected to be shipping out again pretty soon.
Oh, so there's hope for Carla.
Yes, there is. And if anyone's interested, you can start pre-ordering for all this now. And the Animal Crossing one, supposedly April 27th, is when's a good date to look out for pre-orders for that again. So around that time, I'm going to be refreshing whatever pages I can. One. But yeah, if anyone wants to switch, just wait a little bit longer.
All right.
A couple of buddies of mine actually picked up Switches this week. Like, Target had them restocked for a little bit.
Yeah, they did. I noticed that, too. But those are lights, though, huh?
I know one of them was looking for a light, but I think Druid found a couple of regular Switches,
already,
too.
Okay. That's cool, yeah. But she really wants that the Animal Crossing one. I was telling you for a long time, I don't think they're gonna make him anymore, but that this came out, she's like, okay, we're waiting. I'm like, all right, we're gonna wait then. So,
all right, I got one more piece of news. You want to do some music of the week after, or you want to do one more after?
Yeah. Oh, actually, we should get into Steven's topic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, so Steve, let's do that before Music of the Week, and then we'll come back.
Oh.
But, Steve, right, so for anyone that doesn't know, I'm sure everyone knows, if you're a gamer, if you're even on this podcast, you most likely know about this. But if you don't, there has been a remake that's only been bugged about for the past 25 fucking years. Everyone's wanted from Square Enix. And it was a remake of Final Fantasy VII. Not just a remake, a reinvention. Because the whole gameplay style changed. It's almost the difference from Legend of Zelda Link to the Past to Ocarina of Time. Because they made the game a full-on action-adventure. Actually, it's an even bigger jump than that. Because that's turn-based. Final Fantasy's turn-based, and Zelda never was. So this is even a bigger jump than Zelda coming to 3D. This is Final Fantasy becoming an action game where you actually play and you are involved in the game. Live, real-time battles and shit. And it's really cool looking. I'm sure everyone's seen YouTube videos. If not, you should Google it and check out some YouTube videos of it, too.
Twitch has been playing it.
Everyone's on Twitch showing it. So if you're a gamer, you know. But we wanted to give you guys, here from InFocus, the opinion of someone who's the hardcorest Final Fantasy fan that we know. I know a lot of people that fucking love Final Fantasy. This guy loves Final Fantasy. He can tell me anything about almost any of them. So, Steve,
I try.
Yeah, dude, I'm not overhyping it. You can tell me something about almost all of them, and I love it. So, now that you're here with us,
wait. Before he tells us his like little review of the game, real quick, what version did you get?
Okay.
You got some.
You're gonna think I'm insane.
We already think that. It's okay.
Yeah, we did.
Couple of months back, they announced this the first Soldier First Class edition, which is like $330. So we got that. But The thing with me is, I have a local mom and pop place that will break street date, and I pre-ordered there so I can get it early, which I did. But up until the pandemic, I wasn't sure that was going to happen. So I convinced wifey to get the digital copy. So we did.
Damn.
And then my store called, and they got it in early.
Oh, man.
So at the moment, we have three copies of Final Fantasy VII. another salt in the wound is they sent us the first class edition early, too, so I didn't need to do all that extra stuff.
Wow. So what does this special edition consist of?
So it comes with a steelbook, the soundtrack, an art book, and so and it gives you a big ass PlayArts Kai statue of Cloud in his motorcycle.
Oh shit!
And that is the bulk of the cost of this special edition.
Oh, that's crazy though.
That makes sense. Then the price difference. Okay. And what do you think about the game overall? Like compared to the old Final Fantasy.
It's fucking amazing. Like, literally, I love the turn-based system, but I'm glad they moved on from it. Because, like, games nowadays, like, the most popular ones are action-based. Like, you can think of Dark Souls, God of War,
Legend
like,
of Zelda.
Those are the kind, those are the kind of games that kind of rival like first-person shooters nowadays. So, like, their change to this is amazing, but they still added in little elements where you can pause the action and then it turns into a turn-based game still.
Oh, like, so it's like the Dot Hack game.
It's kind of like it's, you're it's mostly a really, fighting, really but you can, hybrid.
So it's like, let me see if I can compare this right. So it's basically like you're regular fighting, walking around the enemy, attacking them, dodging them, but you can pause the game and activate a spell. And the spell will cast in mid-animation. Everyone will slow down. The spell will cast, and then you go back to regular motion afterwards, right?
That's exactly it. Yeah,
that's how the Dot Hack games are. And I always thought there was a lot of value in that system. I just never considered it being applied to Final Fantasy.
And the thing is, like, Final Fantasy XV, that was their first real attempt at doing an action RPG. And while that game was fine, it wasn't great. It feels like Final Fantasy VII Remake is the game they've wanted to make ever since like the technology nowadays have allowed them to. Because they've brought in a lot of elements from other Final Fantasy games.
I think you're right. I feel like this is the pinnacle. This is what they've always been trying to work towards. And it's funny because this is exactly why I wanted to have you on this episode. Or why AJ, I'm sure why AJ had the idea of having you on this episode too. But I was like, dude, it makes sense to have you on here because I wanted to get someone who loves the turn-based shit. And I want you to tell me if this is acceptable, and you like it.
It's you know perfect. Like it, like there's a bunch of people who argue turn-based just doesn't work anymore, and like to some extent it's true. But there's a lot of people who still advocate for turn-based because like there's a bunch of games that still work today, like Dragon Quest XI.
Yeah.
But like for me, Final Fantasy is like. A game gets stale if it doesn't change. Like, a franchise gets stale if it doesn't change. And the thing with Final Fantasy is they try to make their games different every single time.
Yeah, you're right. You know, that reminds me of the saying, Pokemon, or a saying that I made, so it's not a saying. But
it is a saying now.
It's a saying now.
You heard it here first.
Nintendo is Pokemon's Final Fantasy. Like, Pokemon is Nintendo's Final Fantasy.
See, here's the thing. I always felt Legend of Zelda was Nintendo's Final Fantasy, and even then, like, they couldn't just stick with the top down the entire time.
Yeah, they couldn't do it, bro. They couldn't do it. If only.
So, like, I think games just need to evolve with the times. And, like, I think Final Fantasy does that really, really well.
Hell
now,
yeah.
Now, the game, because I've been hearing people talk about the game and all that, has the story changed drastically?
Slightly. Are we doing spoilers at all? I mean, we can play the music. You know, it is a newer game.
You know what? It won't be spoilers to me because I'm never going to play this.
I mean, well, but I mean, for the rest of our group, maybe we should play like a light. We won't talk too long, but maybe we should play a little bit of spoilers. If we're going to talk about the story, we got to play spoilers.
Even so, if we talk about the story, it's not going to.
The nostalgia factor.
Okay, like, don't spoil anything, Steve, but if you can, try to answer AJ's question.
Kay asked the question, and, like, yes, the game is incredibly fun to play, even, like, taking out the fact that it's Final Fantasy.
And do you feel like the story has changed drastically? That's what AJ was asking.
I guess in the most vague way is the game is very well aware that it's really popular. Like, it's very meta. So, like,
yes, it's changed a lot, or no, it's not changed a lot.
They added a lot of stuff in between because the game, like, okay. I don't know if you guys
got
know, the game is only probably 5 hours into the original release.
Another thing I heard too is that it's not even the complete original game; it's like a third of it or something like that. Is what I mean.
Yeah, it's like probably even a fifth of the game, really. Wow. But like. Like, when a new Final Fantasy comes out, it usually takes me 4 days to beat it. This time it took me 5 days, and, like, I usually clock in about 36 hours. This time I clocked in about 50, and I did everything. So, it's a significantly long game.
That's good, because that's what we're missing in today's culture, is games that actually fill up your time.
But it's not even done, though. That's the thing, though, that I'm getting at.
Yeah, that's the thing.
The whole story's not even done.
So, the way it worked was this part in the original game was very linear. It was very self-contained in one city. But when you left, that's when you got the world map. And my thinking is, like, the next iteration of the game is going to change and be an open world type game, the way Final Fantasy 15 was. Because, like, at the end of this game, because everybody knows it's the Midgar section, that's when you leave the city and go into the open world, like the world map. Okay. And that's where this game ends. That's not a spoiler, just because everybody knew, like, this is where the game was going to end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's interesting. And then, so, would you be upset if they charged for, like, an expansion pack or something like that?
I'm not really the right person to ask.
What would you rather?
You won't care.
That's fair enough, because you won't care. But in your opinion, as a fan of Final Fantasy, would you want it to be Final Fantasy VII Part II, or would you want an expansion?
I would. I don't know.
Like, just out of your opinion, would you like to have a physical second one, or you don't mind?
Yeah, as long as they give me the game, but if per. For my preferences, I would like to have a physical disc
there
just because
go.
I like the physical copies.
So Final Fantasy VII Part II would be more appealing to you just to have a copy, basically, right?
Yeah, because, like, even though, like, we played it digitally, I still prefer having the disc to show on, like, on my shelves.
There you have it, guys. That being said, from a fan of Final Fantasy, this is a good game. And this game is worthy of them making another one.
I don't know what else to ask. I don't play Final Fantasy, so I don't know what to ask. Or...
See, the funny
How's
thing
Limit
is,
Break? Wait, I got one. How's Limit Break?
They're a lot more difficult to get, but
they're
very
right?
devastating.
That's good. That's more difficult, right?
Yeah, but, like, even then, because Limit Breaks in the game before would just kind of, like, end your match. They don't end your match. They do a lot of damage, but there's still a lot of strategy involved.
Oh, shit. So you got to be smarter about limit breaks now, huh?
Yeah, because, like, they have the stagger system, right? So, basically, you attack like, an enemy until it, like, becomes, like, vulnerable, and it takes, like, a multiplier damage. So you want to time all your limit breaks for that, so when he's vulnerable and he takes multiplier damage.
Okay. All right, okay, we learned some shit. So anything else you want to ask, AJ?
No, nothing I can think of right now. Sounds like it's good.
All right, that's the... Like,
Steven would just give away his whole wallet for whatever to spit out next, so...
That's common. That's regular Steve. All right, well, that being said, I guess we should jump into Music of the Week. Are you down for that?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Thanks for the review, Steve.
Music. No problem. Thanks for having me on for this.
Do you want to stick around for the rest of the show?
Sure, I mean, if you guys will have me.
Oh, yeah, please do. Right, feel cool. free. This is Music of the Week. Yeah.
So
a little transitional.
We take a break.
part of the show, we also share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yes, and my song is actually from a live stream from Black Thought. He put out a song that he's going to be doing for a black play that's going to come out as soon as the quarantine's lifted. And the song's called Yellow Money. And even though it's like a play song, a lot of big band music, like fun musical shit to it, Black Thought fucking goes off in this shit. So it's kind of long. So we don't have to hear the whole thing, but it's really good. AJ?
My track, again, something I heard on the radio. I was like, oh, this shit sounds dope. Let me get it real quick. And this one was funny because I was listening to it on my Google Home through Sirius XM. So I can have my Google Home listen to Sirius XM. And I heard this track. I was like, oh, let me get this track. And I touched it in a weird way where it stopped everything. So I couldn't sound hound it. I couldn't Shazam it or anything like that. I was like, oh, what the fuck? And then I turned it back on and the song was over. So I was like, what was that song? I have no clue. I have no screen to read. And so luckily I can have the online version where I can go on there and I can actually go backwards in time to listen to the tracks. So I had to do that. Anyways, I found the song.
What's
and
it called?
I want to hear it again. But it's called, I think it's called Won't Look Back.
By who?
Stay Loose. One word.
That's the artist's name?
Yeah. Well, there's a group. Like a DJ group. I guess Last Heroes is the other DJ behind this track, too. That is going to be my track. Actually, I haven't even seen that I could find it yet, because I just clipped that.
Okay. With that said, you guys, we'll see you after this music break.
And we'll talk to you after the music break, Steven.
Sure.
All right.
Yellow money, yellow women, yellow taxis. The smell of the city that's coming at me. Pepper head heifers in New York are never happy. Rule of threes, the main thing that attracts me is yellow sapphire, yellow diamonds and gold. If loving her was the thing, I guess I'm out on parole. Out of control, I was too sad to try to console. I took my hair out of my do-rag, went out on a stroll to hail a taxi, a jitney, a cabbie, a gypsy, a hack. Someone to get me down 125th Street. Out on the corner looking for a driver to lift me to the height of a high yellow mama to kiss me. That old man Minnie's probably gonna miss me, but that's ancient history. I'm trying to get tipsy. Some little mystery mix might come whistling Dixie and drunk from corn liquor or some bootleg whiskey. In Harlem, black girls are too high, said Diddy now. I need somebody brand new to New York City now. I need a mama who walk, talk, and look pretty now. And if I could get the milk for free, why would I buy the cow up on my yellow, 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 yellow money? Yellow women, yellow taxi. Look, whoever said black don't.
All right, we're back after Music of the Week. AJ, what was yours?
My track again was Won't Look Back by Stay Loose.
Okay, and mine was by Black Thought, and the song was called Yellow Money. It is not released yet, so do not look for it. It's going to be off of some upcoming thing. But if you look up on YouTube, he is doing like this whole special of recordings and songs he's never released on his YouTube. So you can go to his YouTube and find this there if you want to. But it is not released in regular track version. All right. That being said, we'll jump back into the main part of the show.
I feel like there's something I wanted to mention.
I'm about to send you an email about that thing we talked about.
Oh, wait. Steven, are you here? Oh, he's on mute.
But he will be here.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
I believe in you. I knew you were going to be here.
Oh, what? Were you able to hear me earlier when I was calling out for you?
No.
During the music? No? Okay.
The music was playing through the Discord.
Yeah, I thought so. I fixed it afterwards, though, right? Did you hear it afterwards?
No, everything went quiet.
Yeah. Yes. That's awesome.
But this is the first time. Is this the first time you've had a remote guest?
No. Well, in a long time. It's been a long time. No, but I have a mixer that has like multiple out channels, so I was fucking with that right now. I've never been able to mess with it before, so I was trying to
gotcha. Check with
you. That's why all of a sudden the music cut out for you. It's because I took out the song Freed going to you.
Ah, cool.
But the stream was able to still get it, I hope.
All right. With that said, let's jump right back into news.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
All right. That being said, let's jump into some more news, right? You want to start us off, AJ, or shall I?
Yeah, I'll start off with something. So, if you guys don't know, we like fighting games, and we like attending fighting game tournaments. One of the big ones that I was looking forward to this year that we attended last year was Electric Cancel.
Oh, yeah.
And they had recently announced that they had a certain date set up because they're going to be part of the... was it the Tekken World Tour, or was it the Soul Calibur one? Or maybe it was both.
I think it was Tekken.
It was the Tekken one, right? Well, anyways, they said recently in a tweet that they're postponing Electric Cancel 2020 until further notice. That's all they said. So we don't know what that means yet. But also, Evo also posted something similar. It's not similar, but they said they have some announcements to talk about pretty soon. That's it. They didn't say that they're posting anything.
Why don't they just say it?
Things will be talked about, Steve. That's all you need to know.
They have an announcement that they want to talk about pretty soon.
Yeah. Like at this point, I'm like, am I going to get my refund or not?
For sure, though, they said though that if they do have to cancel, that we will all be refunded. So they have said that.
Mm.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay,
so that's one good thing.
All right, in other news, Disney is up to some new tricks, or I guess some old tricks, as they will be actually, I got a picture for it too, they will actually be showing you a new version of Robin Hood. And if anyone Man knows, I'm talking about the animated Robin Hood, where he's a fox, and, you know, his partner is the bear, brother, whatever his name,
Brother Bear.
But that's not his name. Anyway, his partner is the pacifist Big Monk. He's played by a bear. Basically, it's something that's on Disney Plus. You can watch it now. It's Robin Hood. And it's just all portrayed by animals. They're going to do this. They're going to make a live-action version of this. It's going to be directed by Carlos Lopez Estrada, which is very fucking weird because this is the guy that made Blindspotting, and that is not a fucking kids movie at all. Anyway, yeah, so it's very interesting that that director's going to be making it. It's going to be produced by Justin Springer. I don't know who the fuck he is, but they did say that this is going to be coming out specifically on Disney Plus as a streaming thing. And they said it will continue with the animal CGI that is happening. So you will see animal characters portraying all the Robin Hood characters. And they said it will still have a realistic tone, but keep a fun, lighthearted feel with the whole animal thing. CGI will be used to make the animals. So, you know, animal rights don't trip the fuck out yet. And, you know, I don't know if they should make this. Apparently, they want to make this because they've hit a lot of box office success, I guess, between Lady and the Tramp, Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, and whatever the fuck else they've made live action. They've done well, I guess. They've made some money off of it, so they're going to do this now. But, yeah, I just don't know, man. Like, I love this Robin Hood animated one so much. I used to, like, watch this every day I was sick home from school. So I can't imagine this coming out as a movie and being
good. So it's going to be, like, animal human...
You know what would be funny?
Like Jungle
Book. If they still reused that animation of Baloo dancing.
That would be hilarious. They still have, because he's the same bear, right? Yeah. That would be hilarious, dude. They still do that?
So, like, Robin
and, like, they have the they have the same dance they do with, like, King Louie and the chicken lady.
Chicken lady? Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about the chicken lady that likes, Yeah, I know you're talking about. She's they're part of the Robin Hood thing. She's like Maid Marian's maid or something like that. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's just pretty interesting, dude. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I just like the idea. I mean, I like the idea that they want to try it. I just hope it isn't as bad as some of the things they've done into the live action. Since as more of these come out, the more I'm starting to feel like you don't need to make them. Like, they're not bad, but, you know, why do we need them, you know? I guess we'll see. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with it. I don't know if I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
AJ?
I've never seen Robin Hood.
What?
Like, any iteration of it.
Even this one?
Not this one, not...
Men in Tights, nothing, huh?
I might have seen a little bit of Men in Tights at one point, maybe.
I don't know. See, that's funny that you... Now that you say that...
The one with Jimmy Fox.
You can't watch Men in Tights... Okay, you can't watch Men in Tights without watching the Kevin Costner one.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because that's the basis for it.
Yeah.
So,
you should watch Kevin Costner's... You should have a Robin Hood marathon. Watch Kevin Costner's Robin Hood.
I'm gonna be all
watch
Robin
this
Hood out.
Watch this Disney Robin Hood, and then go to Men in Tights, which is a parody of it. You know, very interesting shit though.
All right, other news.
Go for it.
So this has been a common theme for the last couple of weeks here at Unfocus, where we find Animal Crossing players making other worlds in Animal Crossing.
Again?
I found another.
What have they done now?
So this time. You know, it's something that they should have done in the beginning, which was remake World 1-1 or 1-1 from Super Mario World. And if my page will load, I'll be able to show you that.
Do it.
So they didn't quite make it where it's like a, I guess, a write-up version of it. It's more of a flat-down version of World 1-1 from the original Mario Brothers. But here it is. Can I play it? Here it is. No, no, this is not it. Where's that one?
Oh, that's fucking trippy already.
Oh, here it is. Like...
So, oh, what the fuck?
There's little islands in this pond that actually have the bricks and all that.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so you can jump from, you know, little rock to little rock. So it's an interesting way of doing it. It's pretty cool.
That is fucking different. I kind of like it.
Now, I know that there's an ending to it.
So he can dig on the magic box?
I don't know. That'd be cool. On those question blocks, like, actually get an item out of
it. You would think so. I was like, that would be cool, actually.
You should do that. But then you'd probably ruin your artwork on there, though. The journey from corner to corner. I didn't even realize that. Supposed to be the flag and all that, the castle, that's funny. Light it up. Anyways, that was interesting.
That is pretty cool, actually.
Doing some weird stuff in Animal Crossing. But yeah, it's a flat surface, and looks like they just kind of put, like, art on the floor to represent all the little blocks that you would jump onto in the actual game and all that. So, fun times in that. At least you want Animal Crossing a little bit more. Maybe I should just get it and not tell Carla and just play it on the side.
Damn, that's fucked up. She'll be so mad. But if she's watching the show, she would know.
For reals.
You want to do one more, actually?
Yeah, so Nintendo, the Switch has a firmware update coming out pretty soon, if it hasn't come out already. The update's going to be 10.00, so the 10th big firmware update. This one is supposed to give us some bookmark features for, like, the news section. I don't know why. Also, they're giving you the options to remap your controller buttons. So you can actually move the buttons around and all that on your controllers. For like the Pro, anything Nintendo made, I believe, is what you can do. Then no third-party controllers are going to be allowed to be remapped. And you'll be able to save some of those remappings, too, on your system. And also, they're going to give you the ability to transfer software between data and exchange data from system memory into SD cards and vice versa, which is I'm not sure if they're not already doing that or not, because I feel like I've done that recently. Actually, I wasn't able to transfer any save files, so that's pretty cool, but that's something they're going to be able to do now, which might make getting new systems a little bit easier, hopefully. I don't know. Also, some new profile icons and stuff like that too. So look out for that. I think the remapping of buttons, though, is pretty dope for a controller.
All right.
Want to give you another one?
Yeah, give me one more, because I just want to make sure I really understand this complicated fucking thing I'm about to talk about right now. So go ahead.
Ninjala. So this is a game that I think is made by some of the creators that are behind Splatoon. They have this ninja game that we've been showing off here once in a while. They has some information reviewed or talked about in a recent Koro Koro magazine in Japan. Has some details in there. So some cool things they're talking about in there is that there's going to be an 8-player battle royale. Sounds kind of small for a battle royale. There's also 4v4 modes, so team battles, kind of like Splatoon, 4v4. Also, a lot of their weapons are made from gum, apparently, but there's going to be some type of gum craft that will give you like certain weapons. There's gum shoot, which give you like, I guess, projectile weapons, and gum dash, which means you can dash in the air with gum.
Wait, how the fuck does that work?
I have no clue.
I was like, what does that mean exactly?
When I step on gum, I'm not dashing.
It sounds like the same concept as Splatoon.
Has this weird
in a fighting game.
Yeah. And it's gonna be like this looks like it's gonna be some type of fighting game, but more like an arena type of fighter, I suppose. Is what it sounds like it's gonna be cracked up to be when it comes out finally. But those are some cool, interesting details. I'm kinda just keeping an eye on this game. Just because it looks fun and it's by some of the same makers from Splatoon, so something that I might go ahead and play. And that's supposed to be coming out like in a couple of months, I think.
All right. In other news I want to mention real quick, Magic the Gathering has released a card called Lutri the Spell Chaser. This card has been banned before it has even come out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm not really into Magic, but I just thought this was ridiculous, and it reminded me that... actually, you know, there's a new email I sent you. That's the picture. My bad.
Reminds me of WAGs.
Yeah. It reminds me of Yu-Gi-Oh! And the fact that... Like, I think this happened a couple times where, like, a new card came out, and as soon as it came out, it was banned. But Magic's so ahead of the game, they banned the card before the card fucking came out. So here's what it says the card does. Someone can help me out if you guys know Magic, but I think I kind of get what's going on. So this card is called Lutri the Spell Chaser, right? And this card, his description is, each non-land card in your starting deck has a different name. And this forces any player using Lutri the Spell Chaser as a companion to play a singleton-style deck. Apparently that deck has no drawbacks. I don't know what that means, but apparently what that really means is single deck restrictions... A singleton deck has very limited restrictions, so if you have blue and red, you can pull this card out for no reason. Like, basically, there's no restrictions to having this card, there's no drawbacks, and it builds your deck and gives you more numbers to rename your cards. The creator said it's supposed to basically be something that would benefit people that don't use multiple of the same cards in their deck. Like, you know how some people like three of the same cards to draw the same card? This one is supposed to be able to reward diversity, and apparently it fucks the whole game up and gives you a huge fucking advantage if you're a blue and red deck, specifically blue and red together.
Yeah.
I don't really remember what that means, but if you have a blue and red deck and you want to use this card because this card is fucking awesome. Yeah, someone tell us what it means.
Max is here.
But, I'll post the description off of our Twitter too. Yeah.
He's an elemental otter.
Yes, this is an otter that seems to be controlling fire and water at the same time. This is something that actually does matter. You're right, AJ. At the same damn time. Yeah, man.
Godzilla is in the set, says Wags as well.
Godzilla's in the set after we just fucking talked about Godzilla? Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
It's broken is what it is.
Yeah, okay, so someone knows what it means, and someone says it's broken is what it is. This means that there is no trade-off against how one would normally build a deck. Any deck including blue and red would benefit from including this card in your deck with no cost for building. Okay, whatever that means, if you guys played Magic the Gathering, you might understand that.
I understand that
but this card basically is no cost. That's what I'm understanding, so they banned it already. You can't use this card because there's no consequences to using this card.
It doesn't look like it's strong because I only see like a number one up here. I'm not sure what that means.
But you know how cards work, man. It's not even... Remember Yada? Yada Garasu? Remember the bird?
There's a lot of broken...
Remember, it was a bird that had 200 attack. And if it attacked you, you had to draw again and skip your battle phase. Remember that shit? So, like, that card didn't even have to do any damage to win the game. Remember, like, it attacked you once, and it was over if you didn't have a counter in the next turn.
Yeah.
And I was like, to me, it reminds me of that, and I'm guessing it's broken in that way, that it can end a game or give you an unfair advantage before things even really get cracking. Which, you know, makes tournaments whack. Who wants to go to a tournament when that can happen, you know? So that's what I'm getting from it. But
that's funny.
It's already been shut down, so it's not a problem. But anyone who is looking at the future project, it's called
they discarded and like okayed it to be an okay thing, and then like it gets printed and everything. Like, wait, I think we fucked up, guys.
Same motherfucker who banned it, probably. I'm assuming. But yeah, it's just a weird card, weird story. Remind me of Yu-Gi-Oh days. That was interesting.
It's only banned in the Commander format, because in Commander you're only allowed one copy of each card in your deck.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be worth so much money.
Yep.
Says Barbara Gordon.
Sounds regular. All right.
Regular.
Right? You know, like a card gets banned and then all of a sudden it becomes...
I decoded it. I believe so.
It has to be. AJ cracked her code.
Zemshell.
Yeah, AJ cracked her code.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, AJ.
All right. So, and more Animal Crossing news. Animal Crossing is banned in China.
Yeah, I heard that it was banned in China. Why is it banned?
This is why. Because someone in China was trying to do some protesting in it. And they made this art and put it on their front lawn that says, Free Hong Kong, Revolution Now. And has all this Chinese writing that I can't read, but probably says something in similar effect. And I guess China saw this and was like, nah, fuck that shit. And started cutting off all the supplies of any new Animal Crossing games and all that, so it can't be sold. I'm not sure what they're doing about the people that already own the game, but no one else is allowed to buy the game. And also, I'm not sure how the downloadable content version of it is working.
I think they might be like blocking access to Nintendo's online service.
Probably. That would be the only other way to ban it in some way. Just block the whole service. But yeah, so that's how you get banned in China.
Okay.
By talking about freeing Hong Kong.
Yeah, they don't like freedom there. This ain't America. Other things to note, the new movie Dune. I don't know if anyone knows about the legendariness of the idea of Dune. But Dune is this old school sci-fi book. And this book was originally written by, Frank Herbert.
Frank Herbert.
Yeah, it's an old school classic thing. And, you know, they tried to make a live action movie. Even David Lynch, who's known for making great movies, tried to make this movie, and it fucking sucks. And everyone knows, it's just weird. It's more of the people that read the books that are really fucking pissed about every iteration of Dune they've tried. And basically, it's just like a sci-fi about space, living in other planets, and how humans survive. And but apparently, like, everyone thinks it's the most accurate depiction of what it would be like if we really lived in space. Everyone, like, feels like this is the most futuristic look of our future. And this is Dune. This was made back in the 70s, I believe. Was it 60s or 70s? I think it's 70s, right? I'm pretty sure it's 70s. But anyway, so now, finally, after decades and decades, there will be a new Dune movie. Made by Frank Villeneuve. He's the guy who made Arrival and Blade Runner 2049. So
it's
he knows
Denis.
How do you say it?
Denis. It's spelled Dennis with one N, but it's pronounced Denis.
Oh, did I say it? I'm sorry. It's not Frank. I'm sorry. Denis Villeneuve. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Denis Villeneuve, and he's made Arrival, and he's also made Blade Runner 2049, which are both really good sci-fi movies. They've made big hits in the sci-fi world, and now he's doing this. And it looks really interesting, and the world is actually excited about it, which it's hard to get people excited about Dune, because the movies usually fucking suck. Every iteration of it's bad, and everyone's actually excited about this. Yeah, it's something, you know, there's a reason you probably haven't heard about it. Sci-fi people try not to talk about it since that movie came out, because the book is so good and the movie is so bad. But, you know, apparently people are feeling like from the pictures we've got, this is just one I'm posting here on the video, but this is one, but people are really excited about the depictions of it. Oscar Isaac is also in it. He was in Star Trek. And everyone in the cast is saying that it's going to be basically...
Trek?
Yeah, I said Trek. Oh, Oscar Isaac's Star Wars. Sorry, he's in Star Wars.
Yeah.
He was the last three of the newer trilogy. But he's saying that basically this is the sci-fi the world has wanted. Without downplaying Star Wars, he's basically saying this is going to be an edgier, more real version of Star Wars. He says they do not shy away from the horror and scary aspects of the book. So I'm guessing this is going to be a really shaking movie, especially what's going on right now.
Would you really
virus.
Consider Star Wars sci-fi?
Yeah, science fiction, bro. It's in space with science technology we don't have.
Sci-fi. There's a lot of religion too.
That's still sci-fi. Sci-fi is tech, fantasy story telling us about technology we don't have. That's what sci-fi is.
Fair enough.
So I'm like, definitely religion being in there is a big deal, but it's still sci-fi. Anything about the future to me and shit we don't have, that's sci-fi. Other worlds, planet traveling, sci-fi. No question to me. To me. However, yeah, I do agree that some things don't quite hit that all the way, but you know, anything with space stuff and us having more than we have is sci-fi to me. But yeah, so that being said, everyone's hyping up Dune to be the next big sci-fi epic. People are saying it's going to be a bloody version of Star Wars or a more violent version of Star Wars. We'll just have to see. It's coming out this year. It's only fucking 25 years in the making, so we'll see how they pull it off. There's a lot of hype.
At least 25.
At least, right? They've gone through billions of great directors and great writers, guys. I can't even... billions is too much. I'm sorry. Hundreds of great directors and great writers that have tried to make this movie, and it doesn't fucking work. So we'll see. Hopefully this one does come out. There's already got a lot of shots and pictures and film of it, so it's got to be coming. Hopefully it doesn't suck. But Dune is real. It is happening. It's really coming. AJ? Want me to go again?
No. Wags is distracting me. Oh, yeah. Because Wags was saying about that one card, the otter card. Apparently, that card lives outside the deck. So that means you can have one extra card over your opponent. So if you're allowed to have a 100-card deck, you have the otter, you get 101.
Oh, it gets you plus one in your deck more than anyone else. Oh, I see, I see. That's why they don't like it.
That's a reason. Anyways, what else do I got here? Hand sanitizers. So, GameStop's apparently doing something weird. GameStop wants to be considered an essential store so they can stay open. So now they're trying to sell a hand sanitizer. So they're allowed to stay open.
They used to sell food, and they had to have that little food handler's, not certification, the little
like a license,
food safety score.
Oh.
They used to sell candy, and that they had to have the food safety score on there, like several years ago.
Well, now they're trying to do hand sanitizer, but apparently, it's not real hand sanitizer. Someone that like works there or something like that said that it's actually. Just rubbing alcohol, just into a bottle. And then they're selling it in, like, their, like, little pre-owned... Apparently it's going to come out like this, in a pre-owned baggie, Ziploc thing, with bottles in it. So, yeah, so GameStop's just trying really hard to be open right now.
Just hand sanitizer in the pre-owned bag at GameStop. Okay.
Yeah. So if anyone wants hand sanitizer, go to GameStop.
Do maybe. It.
Soon, coming soon, maybe, I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. Some quick Marvel news. So Elizabeth Olsen has been teasing people online. We don't know if it's true or not, if it's real or not, if it matters or not, but Elizabeth Olsen has been teasing people online with her garden she's been building with ever since the quarantine. So Scarlet Witch, Elizabeth Olsen, has basically been on there, online, on Twitter, on Instagram, playing with people's heads, showing you all the stuff she's been growing. When she goes out of her way to talk about certain plants, she prefaces it with, for all my Avengers fans, all my friends that want details on Avengers stuff, I'm growing strawberries, garlic, greens, and blah, 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 in this area of my garden. And she just leaves it at that. And tell me why the fucking conspiracy world for Avengers shit is just going nuts. Like, finding, like, anagrams that she's making for the shit she's talking about. Yeah. Trying to decipher her messages, seeing if she's spelling shit out when she's saying things.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, the Avengers community is all reacting that way. Everyone who's fans of it and is tired of waiting for Marvel shit. And she keeps really pandering to people and keeps messing with people. Like, telling them that if you're an Avengers fan, you should listen to what I say next. And then she just talks about her garden, you know. And then there's even further things to talk about it where I guess... that she was commenting on people's responses to her Twitter saying, yeah, read between the lines. Like,
She was just saying that randomly, and people were like fucking jumped on that and started tearing into this.
Sounds like she's trolling people.
It could very well be. We're not sure. She could actually be leaking things to us, but I do think it's a very good chance that what you're saying, Steve, that she's fucking with us. But if you guys want to find out for yourself, what a lot of people are doing is just following her on Instagram or Twitter. On Instagram, she's Elizabeth Olsen Official. Spelled just how it is, Elizabeth Olsen Official. And if you want to follow her on Twitter, she's at Viz Wanda Maximoff.
Wait, on Twitter she's Elizabeth Olsen?
No. On Instagram she's Elizabeth Olsen Official.
That doesn't sound very official.
Yeah, that's her name on Instagram.
That, but I'm pissed because that's a long ass name to put into a Twitter name. We can't even get Unfocused Podcast because it's one character too long as a Twitter name. It's a good Elizabeth Olsen Official.
Dude, and it's all spelled right, too. And it's all spelled right. Well, what the fuck?
That's her Instagram.
Oh, that's her IG?
Yeah, it's the IG we're talking about.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Her Twitter is Viz Wanda Maximoff.
Oh, okay. I'm not mad.
V-I-Z Wanda Maximoff 1F, because she probably couldn't fit both Fs.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's over there talking about all her stuff, and there's all kinds of crazy fan theories. If nothing else, it's fun just to log onto it and look at the comments and the fan theories that people are making. Some people make some really fun ones that maybe, because she talks about her strawberry she's growing and like how she's really like excited about the two baby strawberries she has growing, and people are like, oh, it's about the twins because the twins are growing and they're growing super fast and shit, and like, we don't know though, but it doesn't sound improbable, but it doesn't sound like that's what she's talking about.
Look at what she's saying and then cross-reference it with other comics, certain pages, certain boxes, and then certain words.
It's the only way to get better than the people guessing, AJ. It's the only way. But yes,
and
so if you want,
she figured out who killed Tupac.
Scarlet Witch
Maybe
knows,
that's
bro.
What she should've
told me. But yeah, if you guys want to check it out and be really nerdy and figure out what's happening next with Marvel, you can check her out on her Instagram or her Twitter. AJ,
I got one last news.
Not I got really one news. More too. Perfect.
It's more of an update. But check it out. Oh my bad, wrong screen. I was on the screen the whole time. So, Levi. We get to see their Nintendo crossover.
Oh, it's finally out?
With the Levi stuff. Yeah, the Levi Super Mario crossover thing.
I've seen the jean jacket already.
Look how much it is. $168.
The fuck?
Not surprised.
$168? 65 cool makes sense. $168 is nuts, dude.
The 65 is for
a sweater.
A pullover, yeah.
That's fine. Like,
I guess.
$168 for a fucking jean jacket? I don't know, bro. That's a little much. That's just me.
That better come with the jeans.
Right? It looks like it does, but I don't know if it does. I don't think it does.
No, I don't think it does.
Dude, what's up with that peach shirt? I like that.
Right? All their designs are, like, very simple, though. But it's cool. I like it. I like these, one of the Levi's where, like, Mario's, like, punching an E like it's a question block and the coin's coming out.
You don't sound excited, AJ.
No, it's not enough Yoshi, that's why. And when there is Yoshi, it's on girls' clothing.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
There's the tote.
Yeah, there is that tote. It's very yellow, though. What am I going to do with the tote? I want this bandana, but it's already sold out. And then,
oh, that's a cool bandana.
Bandana's cool. Oh, those overalls are here, too, T. Where are they at? There they are. 148.
Damn, real Super Mario overalls with the coins in the pocket?
Yeah, man.
Damn, that's kind of hard. I'm not going to lie.
Here's another
Wait, how much are the t-shirts?
Like 30? They look all right.
That's
not bad.
Not that sick.
They're not, right? Yeah, you're right. That little print right there.
You're right, AJ.
That's why I'm not so, like, impressed.
I mean,
all right.
It's kind of hard to spend $30 on a t-shirt.
It is really hard, especially with the print that small.
It's got to be, for me to get a t-shirt for that much, it's got to be really good. Like a really nice one. Anyway, okay. Something to keep an eye out for.
Is there anything on that jacket? This jacket? Yeah, what is on here?
Luigi, I see Peach, I see Yoshi.
Yeah, it's Yoshi and Luigi print, or like a, it looks like a, didn't I just say it? Patches.
Wow, you could pay with installments?
Four installments, yeah. Of $42. Anyways.
All right.
There's your update for the Levi stuff that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
All right, pretty cool.
Some of them are available, and then a lot of it that's coming soon still.
All right, I'm going to do one more piece of news, and then we got a video sent to us by one of our fans that we got to talk about.
14, yeah.
But before that, I'm going to say, real quick, Marvel's Defenders is having another auction. An auction for Punisher, Jessica Jones, the last seasons, as well as Defenders. So originally when we had an auction, it was for Daredevil and the first couple seasons of Jessica and Luke Cage. But now there's a new auction, which may be hinting at Marvel being ready to fucking do their shit as far as them having the Avengers characters back into their licensing. Because now, all of a sudden, Netflix has an auction selling the Punisher clothes, the Defenders clothes, and the Iron Fist clothes from the last season. So this could be them finally parting ways completely with all of their things Defenders, because they're not allowed to make any more. 2021 will be the official date where we get all of the Defenders things back to Marvel. But this year, I believe in September, we will have the rights to Daredevil back. So people are wondering if that's why Marvel is... kind of waiting on doing Spider-Man and doing other things because maybe they want to incorporate these characters. But
well, I know they had to stop a lot of productions, but that, you know, that kind of lines up pretty well.
Yeah, it does. It lines up very suspiciously well.
Lucky, huh?
Hopefully it's true. But if you guys really like the old school Defenders things, you can sign up for this auction. It's going to premiere in June. You go to Prop Store Presents, and they have a whole way for you to sign up and like be part of this auction that will take place in June. You want to start it. This is something you want to sign up for right now because there's already people on the list. And yeah, this is a Netflix scheduled auction. So keep your eyes out for it. Check out their website. Sign up for it now if you want this kind of shit. But other than that, we have one last a trailer of a video game that we didn't hear about that one of our fans wants us to check us out. Thank you for bringing it to our attention, Cuckoos. And the game is called Ghost of Tsushima. And this includes the Mongols, which is something not very very talked about in conquering history. Let's see what the trailer is like.
Who brought it up? It wasn't Cuckoos, though. Dark Sage?
No.
This is the long trailer, by the way.
All right, we're going to be here for
Jump
5 minutes.
Jump ahead.
We're going to skip through this.
Skip like 2 minutes.
What is the game about? I don't even know anything about it.
It's
Samurai fighting
like
Mongols,
some guy,
right?
Just watch the trailer to explain.
He died on the beach.
Beach?
Others say he is a storm made flesh. When the wind thrashes their tents and boats, they know he is coming.
AJ, is this what you do on the weekends, bro?
This is a long trailer.
I was interested in the question we were being asked about the Mongols and if we think it's okay that they're depicting that shit. Honestly, they don't really talk about these motherfuckers enough. Like, they kind of shaped our whole planet. Was it like 70% of the population has Genghis Khan's blood in them? So we might as well fucking talk about them. You're most likely related to the motherfucker. I don't think it's too violent. Might as well show that shit. Video game show. If we made Red Dead Redemption and we made Duke Nukem, like, fuck it. Show the Mongols, dude. That's what he was asking about.
Yeah, I don't know anything about any of that. Game looks interesting, though.
Looks intense. Looks hardcore.
All right.
All right.
I got nothing to say. I don't play shit like this, so.
Me either. That was a fan request. I was like, they talked about it. They wanted us to mention it. I think it's cool. I think it looks cool that they're actually showing things like that, some history. But yeah, that being said, that's the main part of Unfocus this week. AJ, you want to tell us about what you got planned for your Unfocus week?
Oh, that's funny. Cuckoo's mentioned the whole Animal Crossing thing, and I thought that was part of my news. All right, Unfocus week.
What you got planned?
Same thing I had planned like last time. I just didn't get to do any of that shit I talked about last week, only because other shit happened. Oh, you know what else I worked on this week? I was making a bot. I was programming shit in JavaScript, I think.
You programmed a bot?
I don't even know what programming language I was using.
Is it here now?
No.
Oh, okay.
It is not ready because it doesn't do anything at all yet. And it's not for Twitch. It's for Discord. But I'll see what I can do with that. I'm not sure what I want to do.
Oh.
Okay.
But yeah, maybe mess around with that and learn some more of that. And then just go back to the other thing I was planning, like
Hunter X Hunter.
Huge Mega Bloks thing I was working on and finish that model because I haven't done anything with any of that.
Okay.
And then the usual, like play some more Tekken for sure. Like I keep saying I want to do that, never do it. But I definitely want to try. And well, Soul, of course.
Okay. Steve, I'm Focus Week.
I'm looking forward to Sunday playing some more, cause last Sunday I was getting my ass kicked like left and right.
What? No, you weren't.
What? No, you weren't. Boy, you won most of the matches. About? What are you talking about?
Did I really? I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. Dude.
I felt like I was getting my ass kicked.
I only killed you like once or twice. I think you killed me like five times, dude.
Oh, you think I beat you?
Now you're just gloating.
I know, seriously.
I'm not gloating. I would never do that.
You're fighting all weird and differently, too, especially with, like, was it with Hill? You're, like, super patient and shit. I was like, what is going on?
It's all my time with Final Fantasy. It helps
me.
Anyway, that being the case.
But,
go ahead, what else?
But I'm playing more of that, too. I'm probably going to finish it up. I'm playing, playing the hard playthrough in Final Fantasy VII right now, and it's the very last thing I need to do to get all the achievements. Then after that, hopefully I'll go back to Resident Evil 3 and catch up on a handful of shows, because now, you know, I've gotten through High Score Girl. This is one off the list.
Did you play it on hard already or whatever?
No, because the hard difficulty doesn't unlock until you've beaten the game the first time.
Are you going to do it once you do that?
Yeah, it's difficult because they don't let you use items and they don't restore MP.
Hey, Steve, can I ask you a really big favor?
What's up?
Do you have Amazon Prime?
I do, yes.
Can you and Mary watch the first episode of Made in Abyss?
Made in Abyss, okay.
Just watch it. I think you guys will like it.
Okay.
Very RPG.
So, baby, remember that Made in Abyss for Amazon Prime. It's something very RPG-like here says is recommending us for to watch.
I think you guys will love it. All right.
Thank you.
Anything else for you, Steve?
I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. As for me, I'm sorry. Anything else?
Sorry. No, I can't think of anything else just because...
You're probably going to replay Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of like finishing it again.
Jesus. All right. As far as I go, I don't really think there's too much. I want to play more Super Smash Brothers. Probably read some more DC comics. I'm probably going to actually show up to my comic book store and pick up some more stacks to read.
I'm going to call mine because they're doing delivery, so I'm going to call them up, see if they can send over whatever I have stashed over there.
See, mine are doing scheduled pickup and delivery, but I think I'll just pick it up.
Do you guys know you need to have face coverings? Because it's a city ordinance now.
Oh, I got that shit in my car, bro. Yeah. I'm not tripping.
Right on.
Yeah, man. Other than that, I think that covers the most of it.
Oh, yeah. Also, I got the, like, second volume of Darkstalkers, the Udon comic.
Oh, how is it?
I haven't read it. I've had it. I don't think I've read it yet. So I have it off on the side, like, by my bed so I can start reading it. So I'll probably start reading that, too.
Okay.
They don't go back and read the first one, though, the first volume, which is really, it's like half the size of the second volume. It's like, fuck. Second volume is thick. So the trades and all that. So, and that's the whole series, too. Just two volumes. Probably, like, a good, maybe, what, 20, 30 issues right there, maybe?
That's dope. Dude, we still need to watch that Darkstalkers anime. One day we gotta sit down and watch it. The cool one, the Shadow Warriors or whatever.
Find it.
Nah, dude, Kiss Anime has it all. We can watch it anytime. Okay. It's all there. And they have HD, too. We can watch it on HD. What I've been doing is I have an old school iPhone from, like, years ago, and I just fucking stream the shit onto my Apple TV. Mm. The ads don't even work on it anymore. You know, like, the ads can't even
the ads don't work.
Yeah, because it's so old, you know? Like, they don't even, like, fuck with it anymore. So that's how I watch all my old school shit. Anyway. Thanks for watching Unfocus. That was episode 257. We will see you next week.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it. Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be right back.